Now, on a completely different subject, a way of determining drug use from the sewers has been developed. Drug use in a population, both legal and illegal, is important to know about for health, social and even law and order reasons. And whilst it's relatively easy to keep tab on the amount of legal drug use by just going to a pharmacy and asking how much they've sold, the purveyors of illegal drugs are unsurprisingly rather reticent with this sort of information. And it's possible to study drug users with questionnaires, but they're also quite reticent, not necessarily accurate.
And I can imagine why people would lie about their drug use, but this isn't particularly new, is it? I found a report that said the River Po in Italy was analysed a little while ago, and it found evidence of consumption of, let me just check the figures, consumption of up to 1,500 kilograms of cocaine per year. So they're finding evidence, presumably metabolites of cocaine. What's the new angle here?
Well, that's fine for drugs which are only used for legal reasons or can only be produced by legal means. There are quite a few drugs which are either used in legal uses and illegal ones, or can be created by metabolising a legal drug into the illegal drug and it gets excreted and ends up in the sewers as well.
I think there are some what we would call drugs that come from prescription drugs, and that of course is not to say that people have been abusing drugs. I'm thinking of amphetamines, which can often be breakdown products of prescription drugs.
That's exactly the problem. Now, Barbara Kasprick Holden and David Baker at the University of Huddersfield have been studying this, and they've used the fact that although both versions are often the same molecule, parts of these molecules can be mirror images of one another. And the legal and the illegal versions have different ratios of these different mirror images. And they've studied wastewater from a variety of treatment works using liquid chromatography machines to separate the different molecules and these enantiomers, the different mirror image versions, and mass spectrometry to give a better idea what the molecule is. They've found various different drugs in the wastewater, including amphetamine, methamphetamine, MDMA, which is ecstasy, ephedrine. But studying the percentages of the different enantiomers, the different mirror image versions, they can work out how much of each one of these was illegal and how much of it was legal. Technique is quite new. They need to do an awful lot of calibration because they don't really know how the different mirror image versions behave when they're in a sewer. You might find that some bacteria which eats one of them and doesn't eat the other one. So they need to calibrate the whole system at different temperatures and in different kinds of sewer. But it could turn into a very important tool in understanding just what is being used out in the population.
This is chirality, isn't it? Whether or not something left-handed or right-handed, a molecule can be one or the other. We know from other drugs that actually which handedness they are can have a serious impact on how they work.
It certainly has an impact on the effect of the brain, and part of the reason why one version is legal and one version is illegal is that one has more psychoactive effects than the other one, and one of them might have more medical effects than the other one. So there tends to be this fingerprint between the different things ending up in different places. And the other thing which this is important to know about is the environmental consequences, because some of these drugs could have an effect on fish or the environment generally. So even the legal ones. So understanding this is also very important.
So that's one to keep an eye out, which handedness of drugs end up in the water system.